honoring Our Lady under the title Our Lady of Loreto, we often wonder, why is it that such a title has been given to Our Lady? It is such because the holy home in which she lived dwells in that town. For it seems that God in his providence would not allow this home to be destroyed, for often it was that many sought to destroy the home, but often it was preserved by miracles. Indeed, transported from the Holy Land first to Greece, and then when it would come under assault through the Mohammedan invasion, there from Greece it was transported by angels over the Adrian, over the sea, to where it now presently rests in the town of Loreto. And so, under this title of Our Lady of Loreto, we truly honor all those mysteries that transpired in that holy home, all those mysteries that revealed to mankind the secret life, the holy life of Jesus at Nazareth. And hence, it is under this title particularly that we turn to Our Lady for all that is good in the family, and most especially for those graces in which all human beings can come to live an authentic family life. And what is the basis of authentic family life? That which transpired in the holy home at Nazareth, first at the Annunciation, receiving Christ. And so we pray that in the Annunciation in which Our Lady receives our Lord, all families come to receive him. And then that life that was lived out, sanctifying every human endeavor that transpires in the holy home, and that mystery by which Saint Joseph would intimately cooperate with the mission of the Redeemer. And so, as Saint Peter Julian Mod would point out, Saint Joseph was involved in the fattening of the lamb. He points out that when our Lord was given instruments to ply the trade of carpenter, Saint Joseph knew that he was hollowing out the hands that would one day receive the nails for humanity. When he was sent to gather wood in order that Saint Joseph could ply his trade, his feet were being hollowed out for the nails that would one day, as it were, redeem the world. And so, the great mysteries that transpired in this house are many, and they cannot be numbered. It can only be discerned ultimately through prayer and humble submission to the life that the Lord reveals. But indeed, we reflect upon that mystery in which our Lord spent nearly 30 of his years on this earth in the holy home at Nazareth, except for the brief sojourn of perhaps 7 years, according to tradition, in the pagan land of Egypt. He spent most of his time on this earth in the holy home at Nazareth, and indeed, we can expect that during his trial in Egypt, as he grew and was able to listen and to understand the words of his mother, that he longed to return to that place in which he first became flesh for the salvation of the world, that place which Saint Joseph would show to all those who would ply trades and provide for their family, how to live as honest businessmen, and indeed, how to do everything rooted in the virtue of charity. And so, there is no mystery that is not taught to us in Our Lady of Loreto, and most especially what transpired in that holy home at Nazareth between the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and the Christ Child. Indeed, it is this home that teaches us to pray to Saint Joseph for a happy death, and indeed shows all souls what a happy death truly is, to die in the presence of Jesus and Mary. And so we truly have great reason to rejoice this day. Let us pray and commend all families to the Mother of Loreto, so that she may teach them truly what her maternal mediation means and the love that she holds for all human families, and how she wishes to strive to see that that life that was lived by Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in the holy home at Nazareth, which now resides in Loreto, that that life is lived by all families. And so we see very clearly that in this mission, it is also shows her as the woman who is terrible in battle array, because in order to reclaim the family, much of our modern society in our world must be disappeared, or more properly, it must be crushed by her who has been given the authority to crush the head of the serpent. And so Our Lady seeks to destroy all that is contrary to true family life, especially that which is not rooted in the primary principle that must reign in all families, that they must settle down and give to their good God the worship that was given to him by the Holy Home at Nazareth, and so it may come to see all that transpires in the home transpires out of love. And so there has to be a complete rethinking of all that transpires in the home. Indeed, we see in our modern age that technology and advancements often destroy that which is most precious in the Holy Home. And so our children grow up with no responsibilities and no chores to carry out in the home. For the affluent society, it can be provided, and yet we do not analyze when we invite technology into our homes whether it is truly beneficial or for the destruction of the home. And so we reflect upon those simple things that transpired in the home and try to see them in a supernatural light. It is not to condemn technology when it is necessary, but in the home, the question must always be asked, if I allow, say, the dishwasher into the home, will it be beneficial to my children, or will it be ultimately to their detriment? For there is more to the task of doing the dishes than merely getting them clean. For it is in these tasks that our Lord first shows us that filial obedience that he had towards Jesus, that he had towards Joseph and Mary. And so all children must grow up knowing that their mother and their father are not merely their friends, but they are the king and the queen of their house, and so they must learn to be loyal and loving subjects. And so let us strive always and everywhere to turn to him who was the most loyal and devoted of all subjects, that is, the Lord himself, who gave that filial obedience and love to Joseph and Mary in the Holy Home at Nazareth. And so he teaches all. There is no aspect of human life that isn't touched by one of the members of the Holy Family in the Holy Home at Nazareth. And so let us especially turn to her who was the queen of that home. Let us turn to her under her title of Our Lady of Loreto, so that she may intercede and renew in our society and in our lives true and authentic family living, that family living that was lived by Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in the Holy Home at Nazareth, so that the whole world, through the preaching of the gospel, may come to know that life, may come to love that life, and may come to live that life in order that they may truly aspire for that home for which they were created. For ultimately, that life lived in the Holy Home at Nazareth shows us very clearly that there is a greater life, a more important life that is to come. And so each member, according to the time ordained by God the Father, would depart from this life in order to gain that life which is most precious, that is, union with God for all eternity in heaven. And so let us truly ask Our Lady to intercede in a society in which the family is truly in a state of ruins, and so, humanly speaking, it seems there is no hope. But we do not live according to human thinking and human designs. When according to human means, all seems lost, we must turn it constantly to the supernatural reality that Jesus Christ truly can renew all things in an instant of time. And indeed, he began that renewal in the Holy Home at Nazareth when he entered into the womb of, when he was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and there the Word truly dwelt amongst us in order that he may be nurtured and brought to full stature in the Holy Home at Nazareth, and then exhibit that greatest act of love that the child Jesus would exhibit when he would mount the cross of Calvary in order to die for our sins in the presence of his mother, in order to truly repair the family by establishing the one institute in which true family living can always be gained, because true family living is living in the supernatural, and that ultimately is the work of the Church and the graces that she has been entrusted with to distribute until the end of time through her sacramental life. And so let us reflect that in the Holy Home at Loreto, we have a microcosm of all that would transpire through the preaching of the gospel and all that the Church would be entrusted to bring to all men and to all families until the end of time, so that at the end of time, there is the kingdom of God and full by all those who truly lived according to the tenets of the Holy Family in this life, and hence enjoy the family of God for all eternity in the life to come.